Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here with 5 minutes or so of some good stuff. And reminding you, we're counting down the days to the start of the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Just a few days away now, January 31st through February 8th. You need to go to blackhillsstockshow.com, and that'll give you a list of events, times, places, all of those kind of things. Don't forget the Ian Muncie concert, February 7th, Bullfighters Only, February 1st, Ranch Rodeo, February 4th, blackhillsstockshow.com.
That's all getting started on Friday. Can you believe it's that soon?
Coming right up, isn't it?
It is. It is. Oh, do you enjoy your morning cup of coffee in solitude, but would like get a little solid information to get your day started? Maybe you should think about Tri-State Livestock News. It is packed with insight on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. It's in Belfouche, South Dakota. You can visit tsln.com to subscribe and get your articles coming soon.
So, do you ever wonder where some of the sayings that we hear day to day, like jump on the bandwagon, where that came from?
Yeah.
I'm going to share a couple of those today just so you can enlighten your world a little bit. It was back in the mid-1800s. Circuses would parade around town before setting up, with bandwagons leading the parade. They drew large crowds, and politicians started renting space on the bandwagons to get face time with an audience. So, jump on the bandwagon goes back to the mid-1800s. And another one of those today, best foot forward. You've heard that one before. When bowing to nobility, a gentleman literally put his best foot forward, extending his leg to take the bow. So, I'm not sure how you determine which is your best foot.
Right.
If it's your left foot, your right foot, maybe it varies from everybody. Yeah. I'm not sure. But put your best foot forward. Just a couple of tidbits of information today on the good stuff.
Well, and how interesting. That's how you decided how to bow. Okay, here's a very old Norwegian story.
I love those stories.
There was a Norwegian immigrant man who had worked all his life on a North Dakota farm and had saved all of his money. But he was a real miser, actually, when it came to his money. Just before he died, he said to his beautiful Norwegian wife, "When I die, I want you to take all my money and put it in the casket with me. I want to take my money to the afterlife with me." And so he got his wife to promise him with all her heart that when he died, she would put all of the money into the casket with him. Well, he died.
Oh, they'll do that.
Yeah, he was stretched out in the casket. His wife was sitting there dressed in black and her best friend was sitting next to her. When they finished the ceremony and just before the undertaker got ready to close the casket, the wife said, "Oh, wait, just one moment." She had a small metal box with her. She came over with the box and put it in the casket. Then the undertaker locked the casket down and they rolled it away. So her friend said, "Girl, I know you're not fool enough to put all that money in there with your husband." The loyal wife replied, "Listen, I'm a Norwegian Lutheran and I cannot go back on my word. I promised him that I was going to put that money in the casket with him." "You mean to tell me you put that money in the casket with him?" "I sure did," said the wife. "I got it all together, put it into my account. I wrote him a check. If he can cash it, then he can spend it."
Must have been the name of Ole, right?
Yeah, probably. I can't believe they didn't bring that up.
Yeah. You know, the other day I shared some of those random shower thoughts with you, and you're sitting around and your mind starts to wonder, why didn't anyone use antidepressants to prevent the Great Depression?
Ha ha ha.
If shoelaces always untie and headphone wires always tangle, why don't they use headphone wires for shoelaces and shoelaces for headphone wires?
That'd be brilliant.
Brilliant.
What are we thinking?
If somebody makes $1 million off of that, let me know and send us a royalty check, would you? If ice floats, why is Antarctica at the bottom of the earth?
I have nothing to say.
Is first degree murder in Fahrenheit or Celsius?
One more
of those. If guns don't kill people, people kill people. Does that mean that toasters don't toast? I think I lost myself on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, those are funny. Yeah, I think I'm not sure if that's thinking too much or thinking too deep. We'll let it ride. Hey, thank you so much for listening to us today. If you have something you'd like to share, that's, you know, where we get a lot of our material is from you. Feel free to send it in. You can email it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us today for The Good Stuff.